Well, good evening, people. Solo Man here. And it must be a Friday night, because I'm making a video. And I hope this video finds you in good health and good spirits. Now, I'm going to put a link to a bit of a sad story down below. You may have heard about it, about a 10-year-old boy that was attacked and killed by a dog. A rather big dog. And, of course, this should never really happen. And the dog in question, nobody actually knows what type of breed it was, but I can take a wild guess what it's got in it anyway by looking at the picture. And these sort of dogs are quite popular, at least used to be, and I've no idea why. I mean, there's a great big difference to the look of this dog and to, say, a Labrador, a tried and trusted breed. But lots of people say to me, and I say it myself, that the dog's only as good as the owner. The owner of this dog was a 28-year-old Femon. But they're already at the media spinning it so that it's not her responsibility or her fault at all, although it was her dog. I mean, if you buy a car and you get caught for speeding while driving it, it's your car, right? Well, unless you're a Femon, of course. And, of course, because it was a Femon owner, they look for the person who sold it to her. And luckily, it was a male. But I guess if it hadn't been a male, and say a Femon had sold the dog to this other Femon, they would go back even further and further until they found a male that they can blame. Anyway, in my mind, the owner of the dog is where the buck should stop. They are the ones that have to take full responsibility, I'm afraid. But you just have to look out there and all the dog walkers and everything to see that Femons can't control their dogs very much because they treat them like children, and they're not children. They're pack animals. And they have to know who the leader of the pack is. And unfortunately, Femons don't convey that to the dog at all. And it is just a terrible thing that a 10-year-old boy had to die. In fact, even if it was a 10-year-old Femon. Anyway, what do you people think about this sort of situation? I mean, they're trying to go after the guy that actually sold the dog to her. Because I think he was supposed to have said it was good with children or something. But anybody with at least a little bit of brains would see that probably wasn't correct. But you have to ask yourself, what the hell was a Femon buying a dog like that anyway? I believe it was 8 stone in weight. It's a fairly big dog. There has been quite a number of dog attacks, hasn't there? And when you look at the dogs, they always look the similar type of dog. Actually, my friend had a dog that looked similar to that one, and it was rather big too. And I never trusted it. Unfortunately, it got some health issues and had to be put down. But remember out there, a dog is for about 10 to 14 years, and it is your responsibility when you buy the dog. Well, I guess unless you're a Femon in that case, you can pass the blame on to the nearest man. Take it easy, people. I haven't got the beer out yet, but it's gonna be coming soon. So, guys, do you actually drink your beer or do you sip it? I'm a bit of a sipper. I see guys who get a drink and they drink it a bit like water. I mean, each to his own. But I'm a kind of a sipper. Take it easy.